How much variation is there in terms of the surgeon doing the operation, a surgeon who does a large volume of surgery in a tertiary care center, as opposed to a surgeon in the community, particularly as it relates to pneumonectomy?
I think that's a very, very good point. I mean, you need to have surgeons who, in my opinion, approach thoracic surgery every day and have a concentrated interest in thoracic surgery. There is no doubt that the data that's been published, starting with Silvestri's data in chest from a study done in South Carolina, that shows that board-certified cardiothoracic surgeons have a better immediate mortality rate in general thoracic surgery as opposed to non-board-certified cardiothoracic surgeons. And in fact, the data with regard to long-term endpoints are better, cancer endpoints in patients who have had the same operation if it's done by a thoracic surgeon, the data is superior. And I think that dealing with intraoperative decisions of whether you're going to do a pneumonectomy or a sleeve to try and save a portion of the lung, these are very difficult decisions sometimes that have to be carefully thought out. So you need to have an experienced thoracic surgeon, hopefully trained in a high-volume thoracic oncology program by surgeons who are known for doing induction type of therapies and then operating, so that the community will have access to those individuals.
Can you dissect out, so to speak, sort of a little bit more about what experienced surgeons do differently than those who are less experienced? How much of it is technical skill? How much is post-operative care? Where is the difference?
Across all levels, all of it true. I mean, the assessment of the CT before the operation as to whether this is going to be a pneumonectomy or whether you're going to be able to do a sleeve and save the lower lobe, say, on the right side. Number two, the lymph node dissection. The majority of surgeons, thoracic surgeons, have been trained from data from Toronto as well as Sloan Kettering that the preferred technique is a lymph node dissection with regard to getting the greatest amount of information. So thoracic surgeons will differ with regard to how much of a lymph node dissection they will do and what stations they will take and how much of the station they will take. And the general belief, at least in my thought and many thoracic oncologists, is that a dissection is superior to a sampling where you just take a piece of one node and, you know, sometimes you don't even get all the stations with a sampling. The technical prowess of making the intraoperative decision and how you handle the bronchus and whether you flap the bronchus is fairly standard, but certainly you have to know some tricks postoperatively in these patients. These patients have been sensitized to oxygen. They may develop ARDS because of increased oxygen concentrations in the operating room, depending upon the agent that was used before the operation. These patients are prone to have albumins that can go very, very low, leading to respiratory insufficiency. So you have to be very, very careful with that. And you have to keep these patients dry so that they don't get a congested lung if they have a pneumonectomy that's going to lead them to ARDS. So the surgeon has to be critical in managing the really minute details, even as volume management postoperatively in dealing with this induction situation.